Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. KSJE is proud to support the 43rd Annual Cancer Walkathon to benefit the Connolly Hospitality House. The walkathon will take place on Saturday, September 16th in a new location. The event will begin and end at Lock Street Eats in downtown Farmington. Form a team, become a volunteer, sponsor a walker, or make a donation. Find out more at sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com. The 43rd Annual Cancer Walkathon, Saturday, September 16th. What a coincidence. That is the topic of our program this morning with my guest. Audra Winters is here, the executive director, of course, of the San Juan Medical Foundation. Audra, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning. And thank you so much for having me.
It's always, you bet,
so much fun to come and talk to you about what's going on at the foundation.
They do so much. You all do so much for the community. And, of course, this is a chance for the community to give back this Saturday for the Cancer Walkathon. The 43rd.
Yes, this is our 43rd
How about
annual
that?
Walkathon.
So okay.
We are very excited to keep the tradition going.
Right.
So every year we try to bring some new elements in and keep people engaged. And
You mixed it up this year.
We are.
A little bit, yeah, which we'll talk about.
Yeah. So it's going to be this Saturday, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
You can register online right now, sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com. You can also give us a call at 505-609-6813.
Okay.
And register that way. If you want a shirt, it is, we ask that you make a $50 donation to get one of our walkathon t-shirts.
Right.
So.
And I understand that they will be in office later today.
Yes, they're coming. They're supposed to arrive today, this afternoon.
Crush fingers, everyone, right?
You know, if you've already registered and you want to pick up your shirt, please wait until tomorrow, or we will be sending out an email. So
okay.
Once you get your email.
I didn't mean to jump the gun. I'm sorry.
I know.
I got so excited when you told me they were going to be here today. So
I know people have been calling and coming by, and we're like, they're not here yet. So we always want to make sure we get all of our supporters on the t-shirts. So sometimes that takes a little while to make sure we get their updated logo, or
right.
Their logo looks correct, or placement. And, you know, so it's kind of a little bit of a process. So we do apologize for the delay in the shirt, but they'll be here, you know, before the walk.
I was going to say, as long as you're here before Saturday,
yes,
it's
yeah.
a good, you're, it's win-win. So
yeah.
there you go. But yeah. Very exciting. And the location has moved this year?
Yes, we have moved the walk. So we used to walk down from the hospital all the way through Burke Park and then back up, which is about a 5-mile walk. Everybody really enjoyed walking through Bird Park.
You sure
this
it's not 50
year.
Miles? You sure
I know.
It's only 5? Okay, if you say so.
Uphill both ways. So, you know, as it is in fall, people have a lot going on. So a lot of times they wouldn't walk the whole way or wouldn't be able to participate. So we are moving the walk to downtown Farmington. So we're going to start at Lock Street Eats, which is off of Main and Lock Avenue. We're going to start and end there. So mm-hmm. We're just going to be making a big square around downtown.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So about a mile and a half.
Right. But if you want to, you could walk it five times
you
and get your 5 miles in if you want to.
You could.
Right?
Okay. Yeah.
For the diehards, right,
yes.
That really
yes.
want the whole walkathon experience.
Yeah, or walk it, come back, get your snacks, jump
right.
in your car, and then walk down to Bird Park. Drive over to Bird Park and walk through Bird Park.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Because it is such a beautiful walk through there.
It is, very true. But that'll be a nice change, I think, to gather at Lock Street Eats. It's a great location, and you'll have a lot of other things as you do when you have this event, for a lot of hoopla and things along that line, right, when we
exactly,
arrive?
Exactly, yeah. So as you mentioned, Lock Street Eats is a nice area. There's plenty of seating. I think they're going to have some of their food trucks open. We will have our coffee and donuts to start. We'll have our DJ playing some, you know, music to get everybody pumped up. And then when you come back, we'll have some snacks and so forth, too. So,
nice.
And we'll have a wall where you can dedicate who you're walking for in remembrance of or in honor of. Or if you're, you know, a cancer survivor, we ask that you, you know, make a little statement on our wall there. And those get hung in our hospitality house, the Conley Hospitality House, so other survivors that are going through treatment can see it and, you know, just give them a little push.
Nice.
So.
Very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
And, of course, this walk benefits the Conley Hospitality House as
yes.
well, right? That's
yes.
where the proceeds go to.
Exactly. Exactly. So it does benefit the Hospitality House. And if you're not familiar with it, it's a home away from home for cancer patients and their loved ones to come and stay as they're going through treatment.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, we have an excellent cancer centers here for whether you're going through chemo or radiation. So if you have to travel, you know, it's not fun driving back and forth, whether you're sick or not.
Right, right.
So
because we are one of the only places for cancer centers within, I don't know how many mile radius,
exactly.
right? But outside of Albuquerque, I think, or Santa Fe, this is it.
This is it, yeah. So we have people from Utah, Colorado, Arizona, you know, right here in New Mexico come. And so it's just a nice place for them to stay as they're going through treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the walkathon and other donations that we receive throughout the year, and a few grants, most of them is our funding comes through donations and the walkathon. People can stay there for absolutely free.
Right. Nice.
So we don't charge our guests to stay there. So, which is, you know, nice when you're going through treatment, that's the last thing you want to worry about.
Sure. Exactly. And it's a very nice place to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. When you think of free, you're like, oh, I don't know, a little skeevy. No, it's a beautiful home. We have excellent volunteer staff to make sure that it stays beautiful.
Right.
And there's 8 bedrooms. Each bedroom has its own bathroom. So you do have some privacy. There is a shared kitchen and dining room and living room area. We do have washer and dryers there, too. So depending on how long you have to stay, you can do your laundry.
Mm-hmm.
A pantry, fitness center, beautiful outdoor patio. So everything your own home would have.
Right.
Or you'd want it to have anyway.
True. Very true.
I don't have one of those fitness centers. But
right, I was going to say. But okay. But right. Or koi pond outside or
yeah,
things like that you do have at the Conley Hospitality
House. Yeah, so we try to make it really homey, really relaxing, a place for healing there.
Right. And I know a lot of folks have really sung the praises of the Conley Hospitality House when they've used it in the past. And it's been, I think, a great surprise for folks maybe to see in a community maybe as small as Farmington or not as large as some other bigger places to be able to offer that for cancer patients
exactly.
who need a place to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is something that's very unique to our community. And, you know, as we talked about a few minutes ago, you know, because people have to travel in for care, you know, it's nice that they do have a place and they're very surprised. And we're located, you know, right by the hospital,
right.
too. So if you're using the cancer center right there, it's very close and convenient for you, too.
Exactly. Not too difficult to get to. Literally across the street almost, right?
So, yeah.
There you go.
Or if you needed to run over and, you know, get something at the hospital or have an appointment or something. Because a lot of times
I'll
have to
right
come back
there.
And do follow-up appointments, so we do let them stay there.
Very true. So it's a great service and a great opportunity to support the Conley Hospitality House. Folks can still register online, as you mentioned,
yes,
right?
Registration will be open up until, you know, Friday at midnight, and then you can come on, and we'll be there at 7 to do walk-up registrations.
Okay.
So you can still register there. You can pick up your T-shirts hopefully by tomorrow until Friday at 1 o'clock, and then we'll have the T-shirts there also at the event
right.
if you're not able to make it to our office, too.
Okay, good to know. And I know you encourage folks to form teams, or even if they maybe can't get here on Saturday, maybe they've got other plans, they could walk virtually, or there are lots of ways they can support this event if they have other stuff going on, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. As we just talked about, it is a busy time of year. So if you're unable to attend in person, if you get another bonus vacations or something, you know, you can still register and make a donation and still support the cause and still get a T-shirt, too.
Right.
So
very true. There's a lot of teams I know that will be walking. I know
yes.
you welcome two-legged, most four-legged animals to walk in the walkathon. Is that
yes.
still the same?
Yes,
even if
it
it's
is.
Downtown, we're okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just, you know, please be kind and, you know, pick up after your pets. But yeah, please bring your four-legged, you know, animals with you too. I know Lock Street is very pet friendly. So, You know, and we'll have snacks for them too.
Nice. So, okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's, we're looking forward to a great morning, and especially with the shower earlier, you know, this week.
It's cooled off a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes it nice.
Yeah. And it is a rain or shine event too.
That's true.
So even if it's raining, we'll be out there supporting the cause, because like with cancer, it doesn't care if it's sunny or cloudy.
It's true.
It's going to be in your way.
Exactly.
So we will be there to support the family house and other foundation programs.
Very true, as you have been for the last 43 years. Not you personally, but the Medical Foundation, which is amazing. I don't know how many events that have been going for as long as this one. It's really, you know, it's changed a little bit over the years, but the purpose has remained the same, which is to support the efforts of the Medical Foundation.
And yeah.
Even before the Connolly House, it was supporting other stuff that the foundation did.
Exactly, yeah. So it started as a... we're probably too old to remember this, but Mountain Bell community project. So there was 8 walks.
Now you're really going back there. Okay.
It was a phone company for some of you that don't know. Phone company.
When they were attached to the wall.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So there was 8 walks around the state that supported cancer research. And then when the foundation started building the first original cancer center with the hospital, then it started supporting the cancer center and then other cancer related programs throughout our community. So for the majority of the time, it has been kept locally. Then when we started building the Connolly House, then it started supporting the Connolly House after that too. And we are the only walk that is still going throughout the community that's throughout the state.
Right.
That's cancer, from that original, cancer related.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's a great cause. And again, it's a great organization to be able to support. It's this Saturday, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock,
Saturday,
we'll start walking.
You'll start being there at 7 if folks want to show up.
Yeah, so if you want to come, get registered, you know, do some stretches, get your dog ready, all that fun stuff.
All that stuff at Lock Street Eat. So just to make everyone aware that the location has
changed. It's a new location,
And we're just going a little square around downtown and then
back to Lock Street, so you'll get to see downtown. They've, as you know, they have the roundabouts, but what's nice is they've planted, you know, flowers and bushes and stuff, so it's really nice there now.
Well,
so,
and some of the public art that's there now along Main Street.
Oh my gosh, I know. Every day it seems like that pops up. So beautiful art, and then after the walk, if you want to go visit some of the merchants, you know, check out what they have going on. There's several art galleries.
Sure.
Of course, there's food to go and eat down there, and several cool shops.
Yeah, my inner hobbit is coming out. I'm planning if I show up at 7, I could have my first breakfast, do the walk, and then come back and have my second breakfast.
Oh, right on. I love the way you think.
That's
right. You're my people.
That's what I got all planned out. So there you go. Now, talk to me about some of the other things that the Medical Foundation does throughout the year. We know we just talked to you last time, I think, about the big razor giveaway, which was also a fundraiser for another fund that the Medical Foundation kind of shepherds and raises money for men's health, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we just raffled off our side-by-side last month. So, and that benefits our Riley Men's Health Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And that fund benefits men in our community, excuse me, that need help paying their medical bills. So whether they have insurance or not, we can help pay those medical bills.
Nice.
So, if you know of a gentleman, it's just a quick application that you fill out, gets approved, and we pay the providers directly. So you don't have to worry about it and
take care of it.
Yeah. There's a limit that we pay, but for the majority of the time, it usually helps.
Right.
With the additional costs. So medications and exams, copays, things like that.
Stuff like
that.
Good to know. Yeah. So that's great. And then, of course, there's a fund for women.
Yes.
As well, too.
We can't leave our ladies out.
Right.
So we have the Kathy Lincoln Memorial Cancer Fund, and that helps women in our community with cancer-related treatment. So, again, like the Riley Fund, you fill out an application, and we pay your bills as long as they're cancer-related.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy Lincoln was an actual real person in our community who didn't survive breast cancer, so her family started this fund in her name to benefit other women going through cancer treatment.
Very good.
And we have our luncheon and style show coming up on October 18th to benefit that fund. So that's the fundraiser we do to benefit the Kathy Lincoln Fund is our luncheon and style show.
Nice. And I think a lot of survivors are part of that event.
Yes.
And very proud to be a part of that event and
yeah.
celebrated at that event.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's really a nice thing to be able to see and celebrate and raise money for this really important fund that you have
exactly.
to help others.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, yeah, all of our models are cancer survivors, so we get to hear their stories and usually spark somebody else to say, hey, maybe I should go get that test done. You know, it's not as scary, or I am going to survive, you
mm-hmm.
know, so.
Very true. And just, we should mention that the Rileys are real people, too.
Yes.
That's a family that put together this fund, right, for men and
exactly.
men's health. And so, but that's how these things come about. And I imagine if other individuals or families wanted to start a fund, you would certainly be open to talking with them to
absolutely.
To
absolutely.
Add this to your portfolio, I
exactly.
suppose, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because there's always a need out there for something that maybe we don't think about. So, you know, just like you mentioned, the Riley Men's Health Fund that was started by the Riley family who owned Riley Industrial. Who is a majority men mm-hmm. company, and saw the need, even though they offer insurance, saw the need that there was, you know, some gaps. So
right. And since that's been around, it's been able to help a number of men mm-hmm. throughout the years to, again, as you mentioned, just pay those little additional medical bills, whatever it might be
yeah.
during treatment and things
exactly.
like that. So
exactly.
That's important to know. Of course, the Medical Foundation helps the hospital with other things and from time to time. And so it's just always there for help. That's really your mission.
Exactly. Yeah. So we do partner with the hospital. We are their philanthropy arm. So anytime they need fundraising needs done, we support that. We just got finished doing the building wings, which was a remodel of the pediatric unit, moving it. And we're hoping that, you know, there's always talks about what we can help next with,
mm-hmm.
too. So the hospital has, as you know, with healthcare, there's always things that need to be replaced or with technology, something new that comes along. So we're looking forward to our next partnership with the hospital and what we can raise funds for.
Very good. Any hints?
You know what?
They're asking you yet
yeah.
or no? They're
I know.
Still thinking probably.
Yeah,
huh?
We just, you know, as you know, we just got our new CEO.
That's right.
So I think he's waiting to kind of figure out what the majority of it. So
okay.
I'll start bugging him soon.
Very good. But you'll be ready.
Yes.
And the foundation will
yes.
be
yes.
ready. And of course, there's a lot of great sponsors that help make events like the Walkathon possible and help defray some of the costs. So again, the majority of the money raised can go to where it's supposed to go, which
exactly.
is the Connolly Hospitality House, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we do get wonderful supporters to help over, you know, pay for the cost, and then also, you know, goes into the funds. So every little bit helps. And, you know, you just, unfortunately, because, you know, it goes to the Connolly House, when that's not a product that we get to use as community members, you just don't realize how much it helps, you know, people outside our area
right.
too. So.
Right. But it is a great resource. And I know it's mostly for cancer patients. I know in the past, though, sometimes if there's room, it's been open for maybe family members of an accident victim or someone who's at the hospital for an extended stay or what have you. I mean, you're able to use that for a lot of different uses if it's available.
Exactly. Yeah. And that brings up a good point. As partners with the hospital, so the majority of it is for cancer patients, but hopefully
yeah.
it's not full of cancer patients. So when there is, if there's somebody over in an ICU and their loved one doesn't have a place to stay, and we have a room available, we will let them come over and stay at the Connolly House. And especially as people are coming into our community for more and more advanced care,
mm-hmm.
You know, we're seeing a little bit more of those asks because, you know, it's not just usually a one and done procedure. It's usually overnight, a couple of nights, so they can come to the home and stay again for free.
Right.
So
right.
it's a great partnership we have with the hospital. And it's also great because then it lets other people know that we're here. And that we're serving our community.
Exactly. Well, and I imagine those folks are surprised for that offer when
yes,
they're
yes,
told that they
yeah.
could stay over there while their loved one is receiving care in the ICU or whatever it is.
Exactly. Yeah, we have beautiful hotels here, but, you know, it can get expensive, and that's the last thing you want to do is spend money on a hotel when you're trying to take care of your loved ones. So it's nice that they have a place, and again, within walking distance to the hospital.
Very true. And you said you've got eight bedrooms
eight
over
bedrooms,
there, right?
Eight bedrooms. Each one has its own private bathroom.
Nice.
So,
very
yeah.
good. Very versatile.
Yes.
For these types of things
yes.
that we're talking about this
yeah.
morning. Well, very good. Well, Audra, let's wrap up the and recap the walkathon,
yes.
all the important details, right? We can register right now while we're sitting at home drinking coffee
yes.
in our pajamas. listening to us, we can go online and register for Saturday's walk.
Yes. So sanjuanmedicalfoundation.com. It's right there on the home screen. Just click on that, register. If you're not able to walk, you can go ahead and just make a donation. And your donation will go directly to the walk. Again, it's this Saturday, 8 o'clock, Lock Street Eats. You can also call us to register or come into our office too. We're located at 730 South Lake Street, again, on the south side of the hospital. Our phone number is 505-609-6813.
Okay, very good. And T-shirts will be in?
Fingers crossed, they'll be in this afternoon.
And you'll get an email. So once you register, watch your email, and you'll get to go pick up your T-shirt.
Yeah, hopefully by tomorrow morning, we'll have the floodgates open and everybody can get their T-shirt.
That's true. Very good. What's the color this year? I always have to ask.
Yeah, so they're white this year.
Okay.
Yeah, because the tennis shoe was so striking, because we always change out the tennis shoe mm-hmm. and, you know, make it a little different. We thought, well, we'll just go with white. And okay. So, especially so everybody can see each other downtown. And
true. Okay.
So
there we go.
Very all exciting. Right.
Wonderful. We'll see you Saturday.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Scott, for having me on.
Of course.
It's always so much fun.
Great to have you here. Thank you so much. And thanks for the work of the San Juan Medical Foundation.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Audra Winter is my guest this morning here on KSJE. Back with more in just a moment. The time right now is 8:32. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.